Begin, and then I'll introduce him fully after he sat for a while before he did his talk.
This anapana, mindfulness of breathing. You should focus on the nostril or upper lip. You should be attention in breath and out breath. Please focus on the touching point, nostril or upper lip. You should focus only just breath. Breath is going in, going out. You should not follow inside, outside. You should just wait and see in this area only. If you can concentrate, it is fine. If you can't concentrate, then please use counting. Breathing in, breathing out, one. Breathing in, breathing out, two. Up to 8 or 10. You can do anyway. Please focus only just breath. If you can concentrate well, it is not necessary counting. Okay.
Hear the Dhamma from our guest teacher, Pan Auk Sayadaw. This is his first trip to the United States, and he'll be back here for a weekend sponsored by the Sati Center later in January. Pan Auk Sayadaw has been a monk for nearly 60 years and has studied and practiced with Mahasi Sayadaw, Upandita Sayadaw, and many other teachers in Burma. His long studies of the Pali texts and his own deep practice that led him to teach both Vipassana and concentration practices to Buddhist, to Burmese and Western students in his monastery and meditation center south of Rangoon. We are fortunate to have him visit us tonight to the States. Most of us have been taught that concentration builds naturally as Vipassana practice matures. In his teaching, Sayadaw sometimes finds it appropriate, depending on the student, to give instructions in concentration practice before teaching Vipassana. So when listening tonight, please bear in mind that Sayadaw may be speaking about two different but related practices, both of which use the breath for their own purposes. So please listen attentively as we hear the Dhamma from Pan Auk Sayadaw.
Namo dasa bhagavado arahato sammasambuddhasa. Namo dasa bhagavado arahato sammasambuddhasa. Namo dasa bhagavado arahato sammasambuddhasa. We are very happy to have come to America at the invitation of some devotees. When we are in America, we should like to teach you something about the system of meditation taught at the Pa'ok Meditation Forest Meditation Center. It is based upon instructions found in the Bali Buddhist text in Visuddhimagga, the path of purification. We believe that meditation taught in the Bali Buddhist text is the same as the meditation practiced by the Buddha himself and taught by him to his disciples during his lifetime. Why meditate? First, we should ask ourselves, why did the Buddha teach meditation, or what is the purpose of meditation? The purpose of meditation is to attain Nibbana. Nibbana is the cessation of mentality and materiality. To reach Nibbana, therefore, we must completely destroy both wholesome mental formations or wholesome karmas rooted in greed, non-anger, and non-delusion, and wholesome mental formations rooted in greed, anger, and delusion, all of which produce new rebirth, aging, sickness, and death. If we destroy them totally with the path knowledge, then we will have realized Nibbana. In other words, Nibbana is release and freedom from the suffering of the round of rebirth and the cessation of rebirth, aging, sickness, and death. We are all subject to the suffering of rebirth, aging, sickness, and death. And so, to free ourselves from the many forms of suffering, we need to meditate. Since we wish to be free from all suffering, we must learn how to meditate in order to attain Nibbana. What is meditation? So, what is meditation? Meditation consists of samatha and vipassana meditation, which must both be based upon moral conduct of body and speech. In other words, meditation is the development and perfection of the Noble Eightfold Path. Noble Eightfold Path is right view, right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, and right concentration. Right view, the Buddha called Vipassana right view. And the path right view. Right view and right thought are together called the training of wisdom. Right speech, right action, and right livelihood are together called the training of morality. Right effort, right mindfulness, and the right concentration together are called the training of concentration. Which is samatha meditation? The Noble Eightfold Path. Now let us look a little bit more at each of the eight paths of the Noble Eightfold Path. The first path is right view, samadhi. What is right view? Right view constitutes of four kinds of knowledge. The inside knowledge of the Noble Truth of Suffering, which is the five aggregates of clinging. The inside knowledge of the Noble Truth of the Origin of Suffering, which discerns the causes for the five aggregates of clinging. In other words, it is the inside knowledge of dependent origination. Number three, the realization and knowledge of the causation of suffering, cessation of suffering, which is the cessation of the five aggregates of clinging, Nibbana. Number four, the knowledge of the path, the knowledge of the noble path leading to the cessation in suffering, cessation of suffering, which is the way of practice leading to the realization of Nibbana, the Noble Eightfold Path. The second path of the Noble Eightfold Path is right thought. What is right thought? Right thought is the purpose. Applying thought to the object of the Noble Truth of Suffering, which is the five aggregates of clinging. Applying thought to the object of the Noble Truth of the Origin of Suffering, which is the causes for the five aggregates of clinging. blind thought to the object of the noble truth of the cessation of suffering, which is Nibbana. Blind thought to the object of noble truth of the path leading to the cessation of suffering, which is the Noble Eightfold Path. Thus, right thought applies the mind to the object of the truth of suffering, the five aggregates of clinging, and right view understands it as it really is. These two paths work together to apply the mind to each of the four noble truths, and to understand them since they work together in this way. They are called the training of wisdom. The third pillar of the Noble Eightfold Path is right speech. Right speech is the abstaining from lying, slander, harsh speech, and useless talk. The fourth pillar of the Noble Eightfold Path is right action. Right action is to abstain from killing, from theft, and from sexual misconduct. The fifth pillar of the Noble Eightfold Path is right livelihood. Right livelihood is to abstaining a living by wrong speech or wrong action, such as killing, stealing, or lying. Holy people, it includes to abstain from the five types of wrong trade in weapon, human beings, animals for slaughter, the intoxicants and poisons. The three paths of right speech, right action, and right livelihood are called the training of morality. The sixth path of the Noble Eightfold Path is right effort. Right effort is also of four kinds. The effort to prevent the arising of unwholesome dhammas that have not yet arisen. The right effort to remove unwholesome states that have already arisen. The effort to remove the arising of wholesome states that have not yet arisen. The effort to increase wholesome states that have already risen. In order to develop these four types of right effort, we must practice and develop the three trainings of morality, concentration, and wisdom. The seventh pillar of the Noble Eightfold Path is right mindfulness. Right mindfulness is also of four kinds. Mindfulness of the body, mindfulness of the feelings, mindfulness of consciousness, and mindfulness of dhammas. Here, dhammas are the 51 associated mental paths, excluding feeling, or the five aggregates of clinging, or the 12 internal and external sense phases, or the 18 elements, or the 7 paths of enlightenment, or the 4 noble truths, etc. But the four types of mindfulness can in fact be reduced to just two: mindfulness of mentality and mindfulness of materiality. The eighth pillar of the Noble Eightfold Path is right concentration. Right concentration is the first jhana, second jhana, third jhana, and fourth jhana. These are called right concentration, according to the Mahasatipatthana Sutta. Great Sutta on the foundations of mindfulness. In the Visuddhimagga, right concentration is explained further as the four fine material jhanas, the four immaterial jhanas, and excess concentration. Since people have a great accumulation of paramis and can attain nirvana by simply listening to the brief or detailed talk on the Dhamma. Most people, however, do not have much paramis and must practice the Noble Eightfold Path. It is gradual order, and it is gradual order. They are called person to be led, niya person, and must develop the Noble Eightfold Path step by step. In the order of mentality, morality, concentration, and wisdom. After purifying their morality, they must try in concentration. And after